Well, how do you do? How do you do? It's nice to see you all. It's such a lovely day, you shouldn't have come. It's so pretty outside. Oh, get a load of Tony. Are we on television this morning?
Yes, we are, Alan.
Put the camera on, Tony, will you?
Shall I model this little number I'm wearing?
You're getting married, aren't you?
Say, that's a surprise.
Doesn't he look cute? And look at the boys. Everybody, I don't know, since television, these fellas put a clean shirt on every day. Used to have one a week.
I like that electric blue you're wearing, Arthur.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
I don't know how come, but I got a big red mark on it on this thing here. I forgot to take it off at the fire sale price. I don't know what you call this. What is that kind of stuff?
I can't.
Linen or something?
Looks like linen.
Huh? No, it ain't shampoo.
Like linen.
Something else. Somebody gave it to me. I was thinking.
It's awfully nice.
That's one of the things that was signed in the original contract, that I got Paley's old clothes as well as... Trouble with him is he's a little big for me. Well, this is the Star-Kissed Tuna Fish Hour, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tuesday, September the 9th. And I got a United Press report from Silver Springs, Florida, which says that a Mr. Ross Allen is recovering nicely in a local hospital, and I know you're all happy to hear that. He's the guy you know who was bitten yesterday while trying to milk a rattlesnake. I keep telling you, people, buy it at a delicatessen like everybody else, right? Imagine trying to milk a rattlesnake. You ever see a man do that?
Yeah. Very interesting, though.
Amazing. It's amazing, you know, where this guy spends his time. Where did you see a man milking a rattlesnake?
Many years ago, sir, I did another program.
Oh.
And,
Why didn't you tell me then? You have not told me all of your past.
Well, I'm sorry, I haven't. There are some things I...
This was supposed to have been your first affair here.
Well, I will say this, in all honesty, it's the greatest affair I've ever had. A pleasure.
He means the money is very good here.
No, I mean the company, sir.
Did you see the picture in the paper yesterday? The little kid didn't want to go to school. Oh, gee, what's he suffering? I love the caption under it. The caption said that this kid here makes Johnny Ray look like he's in convulsions from laughing. Boy, it's a teacher trying to take him from his mother, and he don't want to go. Boy, that poor little kid is really brokenhearted, huh?
Ah, I want to go to school!
And I love the other picture they had of the other kid looking at him like this. Big dope, you. Poor little fella. That must be tough, you know? He didn't want to go. Suppose he's over it by now?
I imagine so.
What would you do? Did you ever do that? You ever get so embarrassed when you go to see somebody and they have a little child and you want to make an impression on the folks, so you say, hello, little buddy. He goes, ah! You can throttle him, you know. You can, oh, boy. Especially in my early days when I was courting. Maybe it was the gal's little brother. See, I'm going to make a big hit with this kid. That was the end of that romance. Somewhere else. What can you do? Do you know how to overcome that?
Well, I would suggest a rather large all-day sucker.
Well, he was there the day before. No, I tell you seriously how I learned how to overcome that. Don't pay any attention to him. Do the same way with dogs. Somebody's got a dog, you know. Don't be a chump and go over and say, hello, little buddy. You're liable to come out with three fingers missing. You just stand there and don't pay any attention. Just, oh, very nice dog. What a lovely child. And then pay no more attention. Pretty soon the kid's tugging around on you. He can't take that. I found out that little trick. I went to see a friend of mine once who had a dog. And I just instinctively didn't like that dog, and I knew he didn't like me. I could see the way he looked at me. So I paid him no mind at all. And then he invited me in the house, and I turned to walk in, and wham, he hit me right in the ankle here, this fella. He waited till I turned around. You know that place between your tendon and your bone where there's nothing much?
Yes, it's behind the Achilles tendon.
He closed in behind that. Ooh. I said, what a charming little dog. I said something to that effect. I've forgotten now what it was. He didn't mean quite that. Well, anyway, this being a starfish, I keep calling it starfish. It's star-kissed tuna. The greatest tuna you ever had in your life, chunk style, boy, oh boy. And I want you to meet four guys who, not too long ago, went out and caught themselves a tuna fish each. The Mariners. On a level, who was it caught the tuna?
Oh, I caught an albacore.
Well, that's a tuna.
In California.
That's a tuna. The rest of you fellas never caught one, huh?
Yeah. No, we haven't been that lucky yet.
You go for striped bass, don't you?
Yes.
Going for striped bass.
Season is coming.
That's right. I'm going up the 19th. Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's
tournament up there.
Do they have a tournament?
They have a tournament up there, yes, every year.
What do the bass do, Jim?
A bad tournament. Well, how do you fish for them? Off the shore or in a boat or what?
Well, you can fish off the shore or in the boat. You know, you move into the surf, you know.
And that must be nice this time of
year. Oh, they have some wonderful places up there, really. You should go up.
I heard one of the vice presidents this morning say I should go someplace. I should...
Go get the bass, right?
I like to go to Montauk Point and get in one of those fishing boats where they back the thing right up to where the surf breaks under the stern of the boat and cast in the surf.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where you catch them, you know, the riptides.
Yeah. Boy, and big ones, too.
Yeah.
Got one there last...
One?
Oh, yeah, you got some 30 pounds, 32 pounds, big ones.
I think the biggest one they've caught up there is about 57 pounds.
Boy, that's a lot of fish. That's a lot of fish.
And it was caught, I understand, just a day before the tournament began.
And that won't count?
That wouldn't count. No. That was a couple of 2 or 3 years ago.
I'd thrown that son of a gun back with an anchor on
it. Make the poor chap try to do something.
Don't you remember last year, Arthur, I sent you a bass back from Massachusetts?
Oh, yes, of course, that's right.
One that spoiled.
Well, that was not a freshwater bass, was it?
Yep, no, the saltwater bass.
It's a striped bass. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't hurry up, you're not going to get a song in here because I got to sell some tuna fish. How about this, though? Auf Wiedersehen, sweetheart. Now, this is a new song, not the old one. This is a new way to say Auf Wiedersehen. That's brand new, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's a good song. Very. Is it number one now, really? Well, what do you know? Well, let's face the facts, my dear. You can't pick up the paper anymore without... Gosh, you don't have to pick up a paper to know it. Everything is up, 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 up. But there's one thing here that you perhaps didn't know. There's one protein-rich food that has not increased in price in 4 years. And that is starkist tuna fish. Very, very rich in protein. This is a... I don't know how many different ways there are to serve it. Are we going to have some for lunch this morning? I hope. Or Friday, huh? Why don't you get it out every day? You don't have to wait till Friday to eat fish. Heaven's sakes. Sandwiches, salads, casseroles, main dishes for man-sized dinners, and save a lot of money, and so tasty. And there are three different kinds of this stuff, you know. They got this fancy solid pack over here. This can here. Fancy solid pack. And then they got the chunk style. This seems to be the perennial favorite. Everybody likes the chunk style tuna. And there are those who like this fancy white meat. And they have each kind for you. Under the Starkist label, you cannot find any more flavorful tuna fish in the world than Starkist. I wish that you would please get that name in your head, and when you go to buy tuna fish, don't just ask for tuna fish. Ask for Starkist tuna, and you've got the best. They had certified taste tests from coast to coast, if these mean anything to you. America's homemakers and leading food experts voted Starkist tuna the flavor winner 3-1. All over the country, over every other nationally advertised brand. So, please get acquainted with Starkist tuna fish in either of the three packs, any of the three packs that you like best. Try them all. The solid pack, or the chunk style, or the fancy white meat. Starkist.
K-double-O-K, Billings.
Money, 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 money. Can you use any money today?
Are you wishing you had the money to take a real vacation? You'll have the money to do that and numerous other things when you see your financial friend, the local finance company. Confidential unsecured loans in any amount from $5 on up are granted with only your signature required. Make your vacation plans now. See the local finance company, 201 Stapleton Building, 1st Avenue North and Broadway.
Frigid Air, the only all-porcelain automatic washer, presents Arthur Godfrey Time. This is Arthur Godfrey Time with all the little Godfreys. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Live Water Action.
Wow. How did you describe me?
As live water action, sir.
There are no secrets from anybody. Well, let's have a look at the news. I see here that the Mrs. America contest was won by Mrs. Evelyn Joyce Schenk. Or is that Skink? S-C-H-E-N-K?
I imagine Skink, sir.
Skink? Isn't that the same name as that great name in show business?
Yes.
Skink. Well, anyway, she won it, and from the pictures, I would say it was no hasty decision. However, it seems that the winning was a little too much for Mrs. Skink, and when it was announced, she fainted and landed on the floor. That's a very human thing to do. You know that sort of thing happened to our own Archie Bryer right here. Yeah. After his first concert, he played a trumpet solo. And as the last note died away, plunk. Archie keeled over. He never did find out who threw that rock, did he? We've been receiving a lot of funny ads lately in the mail. People find these in the paper and send them to us, and they intrigue me. Always, the personal columns always intrigue me. You have some funny ones in there. Remember the one last week?
Yeah.
Dear John, I'm ready. Sign Mary. Well, this one is Helen K. Wesso of Pekin, Illinois, sent me this one. Cut it out of the Pekin Times. It appeared on July 29th. She must have walked here with this letter. She says, I have a feeling the story behind this ad must be most intriguing, too. And this is what the ad says. It's in the Lost and Found column. Lost. Man's wedding ring in women's restroom at swimming pool. Now, you could figure out a lot of things about that. But it's probably very simple, huh? Those ads are interesting things to watch. The little troubles and tragedies in people's lives. They think they're so important at the time. Like, John, I'm ready, sign Mary. Boy, what a moment that was, huh? I wonder what she was ready for. And in the paper today, I see a prominent TV engineer predicts they'll soon be broadcasting actual battles on television. That's just what we need, huh? Televising a battle someplace. Can't you see the picture on the screen? Some tremendous bomb explosion. And after the smoke clears away, the announcer breaks in and says, and speaking of blowing up, are you bothered with after-dinner stomach distress? Try Burpo's little stomach pills. Maybe, you know, that could be some good. Maybe if they televised some war, some battle someplace, and got it so that everybody in the world could see it, it would stop the doggone stuff, huh? I don't know. There ought to be some way to stop them. Here's a little note from Mrs. Robert Hessen of Riverside Drive, Huntington, West Virginia. She says, my 5-year-old daughter, Suzanne, came in from play one day and said, they have a new baby at Karen's house. I said, that's nice. Is it a little boy or a little girl? And she said, they don't know yet. It's still bald-headed. Mrs. J.S. Carlson of Rio, Illinois, sends me this. The guest to his host, who had just moved into a new house, says, well, old boy, how do you find it here? The guy says, upstairs, first door to the right. People are funnier than anything, I think. Tuesday, September 9th, Frigidaire Automatic Washer presents the guy who does his own laundry every morning, Frank Parker. Good morning. Did you rinse out a few things this morning?
Yes, I got up a little early and I put some things on the line. Such a nice day for it, don't you know?
Oh, it's beautiful out there today. That's quite beautiful. Did you ever hear the sad tale that he tells of getting up every morning and making his own breakfast? Wonderful. It really makes my heart bleed when I hear about
it. Does it really?
Yeah.
What did you do when you were a bachelor? I mean, how did you...
I can't remember when that was. Let me see, when was I a bachelor? 15 years ago. That's a long time. I can't remember. I guess... Oh, I know what I did. I went to meet it.
Well, you know, when I was married, I used to get up and make breakfast, too, so it didn't change my... it didn't make any bit of difference at all. I mean... Not that I mind it. I mean, after all, I think the husband should, once in a while, fix breakfast for his charming, lovely little wife.
Well, that's going to get him married again. I do it every once in a while.
Sure. I bet you're a pretty good cook.
You ask Mary someday how I fix her some fried chicken. I was going to be real hot shot. I rolled the chicken in some cracker crumbs and egg with a little cheese, thinking it would be good.
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't ever do it. It's terrible. I hate it, you know, saying, gee, isn't this wonderful? And they were all sitting around there.
I never use recipes when I cook. I just cook according to taste. I think that reading recipes sometimes gets confusing. I read a recipe that said, a roll in flour. When I got up, I was really a mess.
Oh, brother. That's the guy you should label live water, actually.
That was cornmeal, not flour.
Never mind, Frank, you tried. And it killed 45 seconds, and I thank you. Now, if we proceed to kill two more minutes musically, we'll be very happy. Well, you got a new song?
There's a song here that's caught on, and it's called I Went to Your Wedding. Very apropos. I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, vision of loveliness. You uttered a sigh that whispered goodbye. Mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you. Why do they do that, Tony? Why do people cry at weddings?
Well, this is a psychological reaction, Arthur. Particularly on the part of the parents, I think mainly the mother feels that she's losing her daughter. The father, of course, there's a very strong attachment between the father and daughter. I imagine, although not too many men cry, I imagine there's a great feeling of loss. But many times when people are happy, they cry. This is a complete release of emotion. On the other hand, I think if parents would look forward to gaining a son-in-law instead of losing a daughter, this might change the entire complexion, don't you think? Maybe that's why they're crying, seeing this fellow, well.
I still don't know why they cry. Look, I got a washing machine that's sold here. Frigidaire automatic washer. Do you know anything about it, Tony?
Quite a bit, sir.
Is there anything you don't know quite a bit about? Well, come over here and have a look at it, will you? Exclusive live water action gets rid of deep down dirt. The pulsator goes up and down, and keeps sending hot, sudsy currents of water through clothes again and again. Oh, brother. How does that work?
Well, the water agitator down here can't be seen, unfortunately, by our audience in the studio.
Miss
Audrey, you on the television end of the receiving set. We don't have a film to describe it.
Oh, we should.
But this really agitates the water constantly. And all that sudsy water goes through every piece of laundry in that washer. Only...
Nothing like having your water agitated constantly, is it?
That's a real live water agitator.
Only... The only washer with a lifetime porcelain finish inside and out. Acids, grease, stains, and so forth wiped clean with a cloth. No worries about rust or rust spots. Porcelain just won't rust. It stays new looking for years. And the thing is completely automatic. This is the thing about it that I love, because it takes all the work out of it for you. You don't even have to get your hands wet in this machine. Not even get your hands wet. You drop the wash in and the soap or the detergent or whatever you use, set the selecto dial that Tony's got in his hand there, and relax. The washer does all the work, washes the clothes, rinses them in fresh water, and then spins them drier than any other washer, some dry enough to iron right away. Then the Frigidaire washer even cleans itself and shuts off automatically. Boy, what else can you do, huh? The Frigidaire washer. Buy one of these for your gal. This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is KOOK in Billings. 970 on your radio dial. The biggest little electric range in the world, Frigidaire Thrifty 30. Oven large enough to bake 6 pies at once. See it at the Hart Alvin Company today. $219.75. Small down payment, 24 months to pay.
On this Tuesday morning, and time to bring you now some recorded music by some of your favorite artists, some old, some new, all recorded for you on the record party this morning. And we'll review the Pioneer League scores. There was only one score, by the way, yesterday. And we'll check the forecast for eastern Montana. But first, the music, and in the spotlight this morning, Dinah Shore to sing on the Victor label, Why Should I Believe in Love? Kisses, caresses, Dinah Shore singing Why Should I Believe in Love. That tune, by the way, was from the movie Aaron Swick from Pumpkin Creek. In the Pioneer League last night, only one game was scheduled, a make-up game with Idaho Falls and Great Falls. Idaho Falls won that one from Great Falls 5-1, and behind the seven-hit pitching of Earl Escalante. And by winning, the Rush had hung on to a thread of hope to tie Pocatello for the league pennant. The Rush had tangled with the league-leading Bannocks tonight and Wednesday night in the last two games of the season for both clubs. If Idaho Falls can sweep that series, the Rush will end the seasons in a tie for the flag. And Pocatello now leads by two full games. In the event of a tie, there will be a playoff of three games before the beginning of the Shaughnessy playoff. Well, right now the time is 25 minutes before 9 o'clock, around 65 degrees this morning. And continuing the record party with just, well, it's Giselle McKenzie, on the Capitol label to sing Lafayette.